This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has one message for Americans and the world on the first anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Democracy won. Pelosi spoke at the Capitol just steps from where a mob loyal to Donald Trump laid siege to the building last year. In an interview with the Associated Press Wednesday, Pelosi said President Trump's supporters might have thought they were doing the right thing, but he had lied to them. Pelosi said she's optimistic about the nation's future because those who tried to wreck its democracy did not succeed.
They lost. It was a failure for them. It was a victory for democracy as we returned to the Capitol that night to again ratify the peaceful transfer of power. So I'm optimistic and I'm hopeful.
The speaker said that it's now time for the country to turn to its better angels and move forward. She hopes to reopen the mostly closed Capitol soon once the COVID pandemic clears. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday vowed to hold accountable anyone who was responsible for last year's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, whether they're physically there or not. In a speech to Justice Department employees, Garland said prosecutors remained committed to holding all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable.
Those involved must be held accountable, and there is no higher priority for us at the Department of Justice.
The investigation into the attack on the Capitol is the largest in the Justice Department's history. So far, more than 700 people have been arrested, and 350 others are still being sought by the FBI, including 250 of whom are accused of assaulting police officers. Five people died as a result of the rioting. This is VOA News. Defending Australian Open tennis champion Novak Djokovic has been denied entry into Australia. We get details from Ed Donahue of AP.
Djokovic arrived in Melbourne to defend his title at the first major tennis tournament of the season.
Nice to be here.
But his visa was canceled. Djokovic received a medical exemption from the strict coronavirus vaccination requirements at the Open. Many Australians are furious.
I think it's a disgrace. We've all done the right thing. We've all gone out and got our jabs and our boosters, and we have someone that's come from overseas, and all of a sudden he's been exempt and can play.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Djokovic should be treated just like anyone else.
If he's not vaccinated, he must provide acceptable proof that he cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons.
Djokovic tested positive for the coronavirus in June of 2020. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Russia-led military alliance said Thursday it would dispatch peacekeeping forces to Kazakhstan after the country's president asked for help in controlling protests that burst into violence, including the seizure and setting on fire of some government buildings. Protesters in Kazakhstan's largest city stormed the presidential residence and the mayor's office Wednesday and set both on fire as demonstrations sparked by a rise in fuel prices escalated sharply in the Central Asian nation. Police officers reportedly fired on some protesters at the residence in Almaty before fleeing. The Kazakh Interior Ministry said 8 police officers and National Guard members were killed in the unrest, and more than 300 were injured. No figures on civilian casualties were released. President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev had appealed to the Collective Security Treaty Organization, a Moscow-based alliance of 6 former Soviet countries, for assistance. Hours later, Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, the council's chair, said the CSTO's council approved sending an unspecified number of peacekeepers. North Korea acknowledged its latest missile launch early Thursday, one day after South Korean authorities first reported it. Pyongyang's state media called it a hypersonic missile and said that it traveled 700 kilometers to hit its target, including a 120-kilometer lateral movement. The North Korean Central News Agency reported the party's Central Committee expressed great satisfaction at the result of the test firing. The launch came after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to further strengthen his military capability without disclosing any new policies toward the United States or South Korea at a high-profile ruling party conference last week. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.